This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Though how he would enforce it is unclear, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is ready to sign an executive order to ban TikTok in the United States, rapid pressure on the short video app's Chinese owner to sell it. The order could happen as early as today. The move would reportedly stem from national security concerns over how TikTok handles personal data and would represent a major blow for Beijing-based ByteDance, which is one of the few truly global Chinese conglomerates, thanks to TikTok's commercial success. Mr. Trump's announcement yesterday followed negotiations between the White House, ByteDance, and potential buyers of TikTok, including Microsoft, but there was no deal. Reuters quotes a source who says ByteDance's valuation expectations for TikTok exceed $50 billion, and that the company insists on keeping a minority stake. Both ideas have apparently complicated talks. TikTok has up to 80 million active monthly users in the U.S. The United States has intensified its economic pressure on China over its treatment of ethnic minorities, notably Uyghurs in far western Xinjiang province. It is the latest sign of deterioration of U.S.-China relations and comes a week after the Trump administration closed the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas, prompting Beijing to force last weekend's shutdown of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's blacklisted the Xinjiang Production and Construction Corps, known as XPCC, along with its former party secretary and the current deputy secretary. China denies minority mistreatment and says the camps holding large numbers of Uyghurs provide vocational training needed to fight extremism. Washington's action freezes any U.S. assets of XPCC and generally prohibits Americans from dealing with it. In Namibia, schools will be suspended for the second time next week, while limits on public gatherings will be tightened further to 100 from 250 amid surging coronavirus cases. This according to President Hage Geingob.